Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Now, Hampton, the Hall of Fame Bears defensive tackle who specialized in making opposing quarterbacks see long white tunnels of light, with ghostly lost relatives saying, "Go back, it was just a sack." Ned O.P. Obradovich, the Bears legend who is picking off passes and grinding offensive linemen into powder while you are still wearing tough skins and drinking Tang. Glenn Kozlowski, the one-time Bears receiver who could catch a pass and a dive, then celebrate four rows up in the stands with the pretzel vendor. Mark Harmon, a confident, independent young man with skills in communication and teamwork. He's what? He's getting married. Well, forget that. This is the Chevy Hampton OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN Radio.
The Bears on the verge of a victory. Number four on the season. If they can get one stop, it's fourth and seven. And the Bears are up a touchdown. Hamp OB and Kaz with you till 5:30 today ahead of Blackhawks hockey. Hamp and OB with Kaz, sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers, ChevyDriveChicago.com. And we are going to be discussing a victory today, hopefully, as this game is... Okay. This game is officially over. There's a flag on the final play, but the flag is on the Detroit Lions, which means the Bears have won, and the Bears have ended their four-game painful losing streak as Jeff Driskel, God bless him, the Lions' backup quarterback, drafted in 2016 by the Niners, played for the Cincinnati Bengals and backing up Matthew Stafford, who could not go today. No one knew that was going to happen until today. Stafford with a back injury and other things going on, so he was not in there. Driskel got the start, and the Bears got a win. And three drives in a row at the end of the first half and to start the second half, the Bears got into the end zone. Three touchdown passes by Mitchell Trubisky. That's right, three touchdown passes. He was 16 of 23 today, which isn't over the top good, but it's a lot better than it's been, right? 16 of 23, 173 yards, 20 to 13 as the Chicago Bears beat the Detroit Lions. Hampton will be walking into their studio as we get going here. And Hampo, it wasn't pretty, but a win is a win is a win, and the Bears certainly needed one, and they got it done today.
Well, you know, I think you're being very generous when you said they got it done. And, you know, and see, this is, yeah, we won. We won the game. We won a game. Finally, after five straight endeavors, we finally find a way to win after four straight losses. But this was despicable. I'm telling you, you know, and I'm sick of watching. I'm telling you, this team is really, it's wearing me out. I was on the sidelines today, OB, and I was watching not only how they prepare for the game, but how they interact. And I got to tell you, I mean, there's a lot of reasons to say today was a win, but my gosh, if it was, you know, one of those hand grenade things, the closest, you know, How do you not put away one of the most miserable football teams on the planet Earth with a backup, nobody quarterback, and let them go down the field time and time and time again and have a chance to beat you, or at least tie you, and go for two and beat you at the end of a game? I'm telling you, folks, there's something really sad, sick about this team.
Well, you know, well, first of all, congratulations to the Bears. I mean, my God, if we'd have lost this game, you know, there's a couple of things in there. You know, the Lions coming in here, out of 32 teams in the league, the Lions defense ranked 31st. There's only one team worse than them. And not only that, they come in here, and one of the most prolific passers in the game today, their quarterback, is out for the game. I mean, you couldn't have a better scenario for the Bears to break a losing streak at home against with their fans behind them. And guess what? Again, we take it down to just a few seconds ago to tie it or lose it or let Detroit win the damn thing. And I just saw so many times, three and out, three and out, three and out. We had a short run there where we got three touchdowns, three passes from Trubisky. Good for the kid. He probably needed it.
He definitely needed
it. To say the least. But anyways, look at the rest of the game, folks. I have no idea. And now, folks, we've got to go out and play the Los Angeles Rams. Here come the teams. Here come the teams. And this was a giant win for the Bears today. So kudos to the Bear organization, to Trubisky. But I'll tell you what, to play a team that did not have a quarterback and to play a team that ranked 31st in total defense and they took us down to the last second to win the game. That's what happened today.
They should be, you know, I'm just telling you. I was there at the beginning. I watched the end. They should be ashamed of the way they played today. I'm telling you, top to bottom. And where the hell is Khalil Mack? This guy is turned into a thief. I'm telling you, I don't know what to tell you, but, you know, any team has got to have a certain leader, a guy that you look at and say, that's the guy that we're going to emulate, we're going to follow. Who's leading this team? I'm telling you. Leonard Floyd had a couple of decent rushes late in the game. We needed it, desperately needed it. But this team doesn't have any direction, has no leadership, and we almost lost to the scourge of the NFL.
Well, I tell you.
Sad is what it is. Sad.
I'll tell you what, Danny, it really jerks at you, you know, knowing how long you played the game and at what level you played the game at. But I'll tell you what, I was totally and completely disappointed. My God, three and out, three and out, three and out. And in the second half, after we had the three touchdown barrage, three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out.
But two of those touchdown drives were enabled by
penalties.
And you know, hey, if somebody on the other side was doing something illegal, then you have to call a penalty. Now, is that good luck? Is it good fortune? Or are we just being, you know, enabled by the other team's poor play? It's not like, I'm just telling you, go out there. You can't, it's a smell test and an eye test. Would you have traded quarterbacks with Detroit today? Yes. That kid who never heard of Driscoll played at Louisiana Tech looked like three times the player our quarterback was.
Well, Danny.
It's crazy.
We could sit and go all day on the pros and cons here, what happened today. But I tell you one thing that was constant, and that was Nagy with his play calling. His conservative play calling, three and out, folks, and against probably, and I don't know where to go with this almost anymore. Just watch the game plan that is put together from week to week to week to week. My God, you're playing against a team that's dead, almost dead last in defense. And we got to struggle to win this game.
You know, at the very end, folks, okay, Trubisky threw three touchdown passes. Hoorah! That's his damn job. He should have been throwing three a week. Finally, he actually does a little bit, which is good. But you tell me. Detroit was in a nine-man line the last two drives, and we were scared to throw it because you know why, I know why, and Detroit knows why. Because this kid, I'm just telling you, it defies belief what we see on a weekly basis from that kid.
Well, I tell you what, we got to go out to L.A. next Sunday night. We've got to play the Rams, and I just mentioned and alluded to a little while ago that we got to go to Detroit, we got to go to Green Bay, we got to go to Minnesota. We got Patrick Mahomes is back; he lit it up again today.
400 yards.
He's over probably 400 yards already. I don't know how many touchdowns he's thrown.
They lost, by the way, 35-32. Tennessee beat him. A lot of crazy scores today in the NFL, guys. By the way, we'll get to that in a little bit here. So go ahead.
But I was just saying we got Kansas City coming in here with Patrick Mahomes. And we got to play the Rams, and we got to play the Cowboys yet too. So a lot of fires coming our way.
Yeah, Cowboys number one in the league in offense.
Khalil Mack, okay? You know, this kid, Is he a great football player and a really good football player? Yes, he is. Okay, there's no question about it. Can you have a bad game? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But you can't have five bad games. Not when you're making $141 million for 6 years, which brings it to $23.5 million a year, which brings that down to, if he plays basically, I'm pretty sure my mathematics is correct on this, if he plays about 50 plays a game, that's roughly, he makes about $30,000 a play. $30,000 a play. He better walk on water, which he has not been doing.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. It might not sound like it right now, but the Bears did win. They beat the Detroit.
No, yeah, we gave them their, I gave them their congratulations. They won. But what are you talking about? A team with a quarterback that really hasn't even played. The main quarterback is out. The one team is worse than they are on defense. They come in here. We didn't play in Detroit. We played in Chicago. My God, what are you supposed to tell them? Oh, they were great. They ran away with the game. They did, which they should have, but they didn't. It came down to the last second, Mark.
It wasn't pretty, but it was a win, and the losing streak that needed to go away is away, and whatever small percentage of hope there is that the Bears will make the playoffs this year. I know that's a long way from happening here, but they do keep whatever little percentage is alive. They needed a win today, and they did get it.
You know, and take a look at our offensive line. How our offensive line played today. Our offensive line, I don't know who they blocked. They really didn't block anybody. I mean, how many sacks did Detroit have? Four, five?
They had five.
Five sacks.
We had two on their backup quarterback who threw, what, 48 passes today?
Yeah, you got
we'll
say,
get the stats in a minute.
They had
46.
Five. Their defensive line had five sacks, and they're the 31st worst defense in the league, and they had five sacks against us. Now, I'm supposed to be thrilled that the Bears won the game, et cetera, et cetera. You got to look at all these little things, offensively and defensively. How did they play? Did they miss tackles? Did they rush the passer? This is all. Everything comes into play. Three and out, three and out, three and out. How many games, and to our listeners out there, how many games do you think we're going to win when we're going to start to play some teams that are pretty damn good? With three and out, and with Nagy throwing 3- and 4-yard passes. Because that's what the hell we've been doing.
Well, nine games into the season, the Bears have gone 3 and out now to start the game 4 times. 4 out of 9. They've also scored 1 touchdown on their first possession.
And what about
all
our defense?
Long.
You know, the rumor has it we had a great defense somewhere. Where are they? You know, Detroit, backup Betty at quarterback, right down the field to the 3-yard line. And he makes a bad throw into the end zone. Otherwise, we're down 7-0. Now it's another, you know, it's another headache all day. Finally, you know, we force him into a bad throw so they kick the field goal. We're down 6-0. And again, if you were to flip the jerseys, you would have thought, oh, yeah, that's the Bears playing. But wait a minute, that was the Detroit defense. Think about this, folks. Think about this. The 31st ranked defense. And we barely get 50 yards of rushing when we had a lead and wanted to run the ball essentially the entire second half. Let me just tell you this. You know, it's at some point, it all has to come to bear. You have to start hanging responsibilities on the people that
it's
are
coming,
not getting
big
their
man.
Job. They're not getting their job done. And your point about the offensive line is dead on. Hey, you know, they flopping the guard in the center. I don't know if that's going to – well, here's the other part. Remember who we're playing this week. And, again, we'll get to that. But remember, James Daniel blocked the Aaron Donald pretty well last year when he played when we played the L.A. Rams. Maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know. But our offensive line, they whiffed today. They stunk.
I'll tell you what, just real quickly here. We go out to the West Coast. We play the Rams. Even though we won the game today, and it's great that we won – It's super. You win a game however you can win a game. But the fact of the matter is, every game this year, every game last year, comes down to us scoring a few points, 10 points, 14 points, 15 points. You know, it gets ridiculous after a while. Instead of letting that offense grow, letting them go down the field, it just doesn't happen.
Okay, there's a couple of players that played great today. We'll get to that as soon as we get back.
All right, 312-981-7200. Hamp and OB with Kaz with you till 5:30. Ahead of Blackhawks hockey. Bears win. 20-13 over the Detroit Lions. We'll take your calls next. And, yes, the text line is open, too, if you want to not wait on hold. 312-981-7200 at 720 WGN.